Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. And he's the guy we turn to when we want to see what's going on with our tax policy. And we got a new tax bill, a new bill that has a lot of tax implications in it. And we're going to get Pete to report on that for us. Hey, Pete, welcome back.
Always great to be here.
So the new bill had some tax, some good things in it, some not so good things, and some really bad stuff in it. One of the good things that I think you and I agree on for sure was the re-appropriating for what we're calling PPP2. That was a good thing, right?
It sure was. The fact is that small businesses continue to struggle. Many of them, if not most of them, because of government-imposed restrictions on their being open. It has to be some recognition here that the federal government owes small businesses some consideration for its own actions and for local government actions. I mean, we could go on and on about what local governments need to be doing, but this is only 30 minutes of a segment, so we'll keep it to the fact that Triple P has been expanded, and very importantly, the Triple P expense is now a tax write-off. Mm-hmm. It always should have been a deductible expense like other kinds of loans that businesses engage in. Well, unfortunately, the IRS interpreted the policy passed in the CARES Act regarding Triple P loans to mean that they could not be written off on taxes. And Congress had to step in and reaffirm that, no, we meant what we said. We want it to be deductible. So that's an important consideration for businesses filing very soon for the tax year 2020.
And a funny thing, Pete, the headlines this week indicate that, and this is the IRS's PR firm, I guess, putting this out, that the IRS, you know, was graciously allowed us to take those deductions, and you know that they made the Congress pry their cold dead fingers off of that deduction. They're making it sound like they're the good guys, but the truth is, this is one of the examples of how the Treasury Department and the IRS came in after the CARES Act was passed in March. And made changes to it, like the stipulations that came with it. But back to the tax thing, this is good news. So, folks, the money that you get for PPP has always been coming to you tax-free. But the expenses that money paid for would not have been, weren't going to be deductible. But now they are, and that's for 2020, right, Pete?
Yes, for 2020. When you file your tax return in 2021, this year, you can take that expense deduction.
Right. Just like always. It's just basically you got a free check. So, assuming it's forgiven. All right, what else? What else do we need to know about the taxes?
It's very important to know that now, as opposed to all of 2020 when the CARES Act was in effect, you can also qualify as a small business for the employee retention tax credit, even if you have also qualified and accepted a Triple P loan.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to this passage of this so-called Phase 4 package, you could not do both. You could not claim the credit and get a Triple P loan. Now you can. And this employee retention tax credit is really a very important and often overlooked provision. Many business owners are saying, well, I can't do this. I had to take the Triple P. Well, give that a second look, because not only can business owners qualify, the credit has gotten bigger. It's expanded, and its eligibility has expanded. So,
well, how much is it now?
Well, it's gone from $5,000 per employee to $14,000.
And that's a credit.
Per employee.
That's a credit.
Yeah.
Folks,
that's
a credit
right.
is 100%. When you get a deduction, that deduction is worth your effective rate of tax. You're not in the 100% tax bracket. That deduction is only discounted by the amount of your tax bill, your tax rate. But a credit is 100%, right, Pete?
Yes, and it's well worth it. Yeah. Definitely look into it.
Check on that.
This is
folks.
Not your father's tax credit.
That's exactly right. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Pete Sepp. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.